From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Senate is meeting in a rare Saturday lame duck session today. Senators are to vote on two Democratic proposals for extending the expiring Bush-era tax cuts. As NPR's David Wellner reports, one proposal covers household income up to $250,000. The other extends tax breaks on income up to $1 million.
Senate Democrats are putting their GOP colleagues on the spot, essentially daring them to vote against tax cut extensions that benefit all but the highest income levels. Here's Missouri's Claire McCaskill.
If they think it's okay to raise taxes for the embattled middle class because they're gonna pout if we don't give more money to millionaires, it really is time for the people of America to take up pitchforks.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are just trying to make Republicans look bad.
These votes are a purely political exercise at a time when Americans are looking for action.
Both proposals appear certain to be blocked by Republican filibusters. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
Legal pressure is increasing on WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange following his release of tens of thousands of State Department documents. He already faces legal action in Sweden, where he's wanted on allegations of rape and other sex crimes, and there are charges he could face in the United States. John Bellinger is a former legal advisor at the State Department. He says Assange could find himself in some serious legal trouble if the U.S. government ever catches up to him.
He could be facing a very, very long incarceration, assuming that he is ultimately returned to the United States and faces trial here.
Assange has threatened to increase the flow of leaked information if he is arrested. In a web chat with readers of Britain's Guardian newspaper, Assange said history will win. President Obama has arrived back home following his unannounced trip to Afghanistan. He's due to make a statement about a new trade agreement that the U.S. has reached with South Korea. It was 3 years in the making, and NPR's Sonari Glinton reports that the main holdup had been car and truck exports.
Under the agreement, the U.S. will lift the tariff on Korean cars in 5 years, and it will also phase out its 25% tariff on Korean trucks after 8. The agreement lets each U.S. automaker export 25,000 cars to South Korea. That is, if those cars meet U.S. safety standards. The South Koreans, meanwhile, would immediately eliminate their 10% truck tariff. They would also phase out their fees on U.S. cars over 4 years. Any final trade agreement needs to be approved by Congress and the National Assembly of South Korea. If that happens, the deal would be the second largest U.S. free trade agreement after NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico, in the mid-1990s. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. Citing an unsustainable financial model, the orchestra in Louisville, Kentucky, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. As Gabe Bullard reports from member station WFPL in Louisville, the orchestra may return to solvency with fewer musicians.
The orchestra's administration has been in talks with musicians for months about ways to drop about $1 million from the annual operating costs. The musicians suggested the orchestra raise more money, but CEO Rob Berman proposed cutting 16 contracted musicians from the payroll, leaving the orchestra with 55 full-time players.
You have a core of musicians that are supplemented by extra players as needed. That's a very common model, and what we're seeking is nothing different than trying to be within the average of those orchestras in our budget class from across the country.
Ensembles in Honolulu, San Jose, and several other cities have taken similar action in recent years. The Louisville Orchestra will stop playing after December 15th and return once the players and administrators reach an agreement. In the meantime, the Louisville Ballet will perform the Nutcracker with recorded music. For NPR News, I'm Gabe Bullard in Louisville.
A Russian airliner has apparently had to make an emergency landing. Russian news agencies say the passenger jet landed safely in Moscow today despite the failure of all its engines. Media reports say there were 155 people on board. It's not clear if anyone was injured. Authorities in Vermont are trying to figure out what caused a private tour bus to veer off an interstate and slide down an embankment. The accident yesterday afternoon injured 17 people. The bus was carrying University of Massachusetts students and others on a ski trip to Quebec. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.